Thank you, ma'am. Good morning. Very good morning and namaste, Madam Chairperson of CEDA Committee, respected CEDA members, including Bandana, which is actually a great pride for us having a CEDA member from our country. Honorable Minister, distinguished delegates, thank you, Madam Chair, for giving me this floor. Today, I highly appreciate the progress on the implementation of the CEDA Committee recommendation by the Nepal government, which also provided the benchmarks for the human rights institutions to monitor women's rights advancement. In this context, we, the National Human Rights Commission and National Women Commission, collectively present the several critical areas require focused intervention to achieve gender equality. Madam Chair, despite constitutional guarantee, Nepal's legal framework still contains critical gaps which lacks comprehensive definition of discrimination, particularly around direct, indirect, and the intersectional forms of discrimination affecting women. While some proactive measures exist, implementation remains inconsistent. The government commitment to strengthen National Women Commission by establishing provincial offices and legal binding authority has yet to be fulfilled. The absence of the National Women Commission in province significantly impacting marginalized communities as they lack direct access to the service and protection mechanism. National Women Commission Chairperson, also present here, continuously advocating together with us for decentralization and strengthening of the NWC to ensure the access to the justice for the women. Through the government's effort and the legal prohibition of entrenched harmful practices such as child marriage, dowry, chowpery, discrimination against widows, caste-based and LGBTIQ continue to persist. Challenges still remain in terms of comprehensive strategies, sufficient funding and the full implementation of laws across the country. Madam Chair, despite the government effort to institute program of offering financial assistance to marginalized groups, there remains a critical gaps in support for women from those communities who face intersecting and the multiple forms of discrimination. The implementation of Single Women Protection Fund by the government of Nepal has been hindered due to lack of the necessary amendments of operational policies, which has a significant impact on the rights of the widows. The government of Nepal has expedited its effort to amend almost a dozen laws to make them compatible with the Parliament Protocol, but it is being delayed to make the amendment to the laws related to trafficking. Women face significant barriers in employment and migration. Majority of the women in informal and care work sectors lack adequate social security protection, including access to basic human rights. Migrants women workers are particularly vulnerable, experiencing exploitation in destination countries due to the inadequate pre-departure training and restrictive government policies. It is concerning to note, Madam Chair, that women in rural, Madhesi, Muslim and disabled women face significant challenges in accessing reproductive health services. Moreover, a deeply entrenched son preference continues to drive sex-selective practices, with data showing 112 boys born every year in 110 girls in 2021. Despite Supreme Court decision to establish forensic lab in every province, the government has yet to implement the decision. Similarly, critical challenges demand immediate attention. One of the core areas of discrimination area is citizenship, substantial restriction on citizenship to children in mother's name, workplace violence, cyber crime, fraud in foreign employment are in rise, including pollution, where 80% of the rural cooking happens without ventilation, causing 7,500 annual deaths per year and more to the women. The proper implementation of National Human Rights Commission and National Women Commission recommendation, especially ensuring justice for the sexual violence, including rape case, is not fully implemented. Delayed in providing compensation and legal redress not only prolong the suffering of the survivors, it also lose the trust in the justice system. The National Human Rights Commission and the National Women Commission proposed the several critical interventions, including to enact comprehensive legislation with robust mechanism for women's protection and to address systematic gender violence. We do hope that CEDA Committee also recommend the full implementation of plans and policies in line with the CEDA Convention and the Committee's previous recommendation. Madam Chair, we believe that By implementing this critical intervention, Nepal can transform constitutional commitment into realities, fostering the society where there will be no discrimination against women on the basis of sex, class, caste, ethnicity, age, physical disabilities, and marital status. I thank you.